With great power comes great responsibility. And this phrase has been used many times, not just for Spider-Man, but for perhaps more important things than that, although it's a good movie. We've all been given great power by God. We really have. Each one of us has. Because God has given that great power to us in the form of time and talents and treasure, as we call it. And let's be clear right from the start. Time doesn't mean minutes, it means prayer. Prayer time, which we do privately or publicly. And as we kick off our annual stewardship renewal, it's good for us to keep all of this in mind. Our scripture readings help us do that because the first reading from the book of Amos warns about the danger of complacency. You know, complacency, you all know what that is, I think. I don't want to give a definition because it's too early for me to start defining things in the morning, that is. But it kind of means getting lackadaisical, complacent, just kind of letting things go their course and not really getting involved as much or with much enthusiasm, things like that. And so Amos warns the people, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches, etc., etc. He also warns them that they're going to be the first to go into exile because of their complacency. And this tendency towards complacency in our spiritual life, in our parish life, in our discipleship is a great danger for us even today, especially with all of the conveniences that we have, you know, fast food, automated things, Amazon Prime, you want something, you order it, it's there the next day, etc. And we have all sorts of diversions, don't we, in our life? Diversions for entertainment, you know, streaming TV, laptops, iPads, cell phones, everything else. Last fall, I stopped watching college football back during COVID because it just wasn't very good anymore. And I didn't really care about it, but then I discovered Ohio State had a decent team heading into the playoffs, and so I started watching YouTube, which I really hadn't done before. I don't have regular TV, like many of you don't either, just YouTube. But I quickly had to make a rule for myself. No YouTube after 11 p.m., or else I end up going to bed at 1 or 2 in the morning. Because we have all this diversion available for us constantly, don't we? But the Lord's message can't be any clearer. You have to get off the couch and put your powers to work from the many gifts that he has given each one of us. Our Lord himself gives us a very clear illustration of this urgency for us to put our powers to good use in the gospel passage from St. Luke this morning that Deacon Chuck read to us. He tells the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man ignored Lazarus every day for his lifetime, I guess we'd say. And at the moment of the rich man's death, he goes down to the netherworld while Lazarus is taken into eternal joy and comfort in the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man keenly regrets his complacency towards the needs of Lazarus, but it's too late. He had his chance while he was on earth, but he didn't take it. He played out his choices, and now the rich man will face the consequences of his failure to use the gifts that God had given him. Well, pursuit of God's kingdom and care for the poor are not small matters. Our Lord makes this clear to us over and over in the scriptures and in the constant teachings of our 2,000-year-old church. You know, we're free to ignore these teachings and instead live for ourselves, make up our own rules for life, I guess. We are free to do that, but it would result in tragic results for us if we did, because we are made for eternity. That's why God made us, so that we would be with him forever in heaven. And living selfishly on earth certainly doesn't bring us true happiness, neither on earth or in heaven. So how can we use our powers that we have for good? Well, one way we can do that is by embracing a stewardship way of life in which we make a commitment. We have to make commitments today to get anything done. A commitment to put God first in everything about our lives. God comes first because God made us and God wants us to be with him. We put God first in the way we spend our time, the way we share our talents, the ways we use our financial resources. Stewardship calls us into a commitment to the Lord and to be concerned about the things that matter to him. Now, our renewal gives us a chance to examine our lives and to make any changes or corrections that we need to make in order to get out of our complacency, we might say. And there's some helps to do just that. St. Ignatius of Loyola, he gave his followers a powerful daily practice to use, not to be complacent. And that was something called the Examen, E-X-A-M-E-N. And it's a very simple prayer that invites us to pause every evening, you know, kind of before you go to bed, and to look over our day. And in looking over the day, we pay particular attention to where did I see God at work in my life today? Where do I see God at work in my life? And then through this reflection, you learn to live recognizing God's blessings every day rather than letting them just go by unnoticed. St. Ignatius knew that falling into serious sin doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual drift away from God. And in the same way, growing in holiness requires daily choices to embrace virtue and love in all of our decisions and relationships that we make during our day. And so that examine helps to keep us on the right path and keeps us close to the heart of Jesus and keeps us close to living with a clear purpose for our lives. So our annual stewardship renewal follows this same wisdom. And like the examine, it's a spiritual exercise, we could call it, that invites us into a deeper encounter with Christ. And so we are called to reflect prayerfully on how God is working in our lives, recognizing the gifts that he has entrusted to us and discerning how he wants us to use those gifts, not just for ourselves, but also for others to build up his kingdom. In the coming days, you'll receive, if you're new to all of this, if not, it's similar to every other year for the past 20 years or so. In the coming days, you'll receive a stewardship renewal packet in the mail containing formation materials that explore the heart of stewardship spirituality, of offering our time, talent, and treasure back to God through prayer, through involvement in parish ministries. And also, stewardship isn't just confined to the boundaries of our parish. It's wherever you find yourself giving of yourself to others and doing things for others and helping others. That's part of a stewardship way of life as well. And it also then, there's information about our financial giving. We call it tithing, which literally means 10%. And I believe in the literature you receive, we suggest 5% to the parish of your income giving, 5% to the parish, 1% to Catholic Charities, and 4% to your other charities to give you a format to kind of aim for. And then there's also, as you know, a commitment card in that packet to help you guide your reflection about how to get involved this year in our parish and how to use the gifts that God has given you. And even if you've participated in past years and plan to continue your same commitments, this annual renewal is still vital for you. Why? Because being a steward isn't a one-time decision, it's an everyday decision. It's a relationship with Christ. That's what it is, and so it demands our attention every day and our commitments to be renewed every year, just as some people renew their marriage vows, for instance. And so I urge you to take time during these 3 weekends to really look at your life, to look over how you are following Christ, to shake off any complacency, and to take part once again in our annual stewardship renewal.